handling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitch It at 932-1100. That's Pitch It at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discounts apply.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. It's time for the Edwards Carpet Labor Day sale, our biggest sale of the year. We take weeks to prepare for this sale. We make special buys from the manufacturers, work special prices on other products, extend our free financing from 12 to 15 months, and we pay your sales tax. We add the tax on and then discount the entire amount. Carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl tile, solid or engineered wood, laminate, and ceramic tile, it's all on sale. We also have the largest selection of the newest waterproof floors on the market, and you won't believe how beautiful these floors are. There's a limited quantity of some of these items, so hurry in for the best selection. This is our busiest time of year, and I'm sure part of it is due to our annual Labor Day sale. These are the lowest sale prices, 15 months interest-free financing, and we cover the taxes. Sale ends at 6 o'clock on Labor Day. Sorry, but previous sales have to be excluded. If you've even considered new flooring, this is the right time to make it happen. Look for our ad in the Post-Dispatch.
Come on down to Edwards, Edwards Carpet Stores.
So you tried to crank up your AC and it doesn't work? Uh-oh, you might need a new one. Well, Premier Heating and Cooling can install one for you. Any brand you want. They service a lot of them. Call Premier Heating and Cooling to ask about all manufacturers and utility rebates available. 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingandcooling.net. Why Premier? They're family-owned with over 25 years in the residential and commercial business here in the St. Louis area. All of their technicians are certified and factory-trained, and they've completed a rigorous 5-year training program as well as continuing education and training. They're fully licensed and bonded. They do both residential and commercial. The website, again, premierheatingcooling.net. Now is the best time to call Premier Heating and Cooling to make sure your air conditioner is ready for the hot summer season. It's Premier Heating and Cooling. Give them a call and be comfortable this summer. 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingcooling.net.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bend me, shake me, any way you want me. And I can't tell you the group. I know, but it's...
The American breed.
Well, no wonder. No wonder. This is all of their hits. Right here. All right, here's the way this works. I see a couple of calls coming in already. It went really well last week. I don't think we'll ever run out of people who need some legal advice, and it can be fun. Some of the topics are a little humorous. Some are very serious. If you have something in your life and you'd like a little legal advice on what you should or shouldn't be doing about it, we have the guy. His name is Scott Sherman. Here, our phone number is 314-969-KTRS. That is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. All we need is a first name, and we don't even care if that's fake. It can be, I would assume most of them are personal issues. You need somebody, that neighbor that you can't stand, that kid on that bike, I didn't mean to punch him, and I know he's only 14, but he's a little brat. Whatever, we'll take your calls. Once again, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. We will start with Tom. Tom, how are you?
Well, hi, Frank. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Well, hi, Mr. Sherman. How are you, sir?
Oh, excellent, Tom. Thank you. Call me Scott.
Oh, Scott. Okay, I appreciate that.
Tom, what do you got?
Scott? My question here is, ever since I was a little boy and I got my hands on my first one, I've been a big, big fan of Playboy magazine. And after years of reading their interesting articles and enjoying their cartoons and such, I've developed corporal tunnel syndrome in my right hand, on my right wrist. I wear a brace, and I can barely open a door.
Tom, I know you want to know if you can sue Playboy, and I appreciate that your humor, but we actually really want to give people some real legal advice. I hope that's okay.
Well, I guess
you.
I have no case, then, would be the answer.
The answer is you have no case.
Oh, you've done it again. Okay, well, thanks for your time, yeah. Mr. Sherman. AM yeah. into PM.
Yeah, okay. Hallelujah. It's not a joke-telling segment.
That's especially not.
That was the talent show. Pretty much dead. We ran its course. Ron, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Ron.
Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
We get paid on Fridays every 2 weeks. And last Friday, or last Thursday before payday, we got a letter in our time slot saying that they're going to change our payroll dates. The problem that I'm asking about is we have contracted with other companies as far as automatic withdrawals. So now every week I'm going to have these big withdrawal fees for overdrafts.
That's a good one.
That is. You
know, is there anything we can do about this as far as, obviously, the company doesn't want to take care of, 35 or 40 employees that all have overdrafts.
I take it, Ron, that you don't have any kind of contract with your employer or you're not in a union.
Correct.
This goes back to what we talked about at the top of last hour, which is an at-will employment. They can change the rules. They can say, hey, Ron, you're awesome at what you do. You're out of here. Or they can say, Ron and everybody else, here's when we're going to change the payroll to once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks, once a day, once a week, once a month, and they can do whatever they want. What you probably...
Really, my question is, what can we do at the other end though, with the contracts that we signed with, like our house loan and our car loans, to make arrangements on our paydays, they tell me that they don't want to work with us as far as re-signing a contract or anything like that. They never heard of such a thing. That was their exact words. Why would we need to change our withdrawal dates just because your payday changed?
You're going to be stuck with the contract that you made with those automatic pay places unless they're willing to negotiate. They want their money, so you have some sort of leverage that on that one end, but at the same time, they want those overdraft fees, maybe, and they don't have
to. I can't imagine. Hey. How many people are you talking about, Ron? How many people are you talking about that you have to?
It's probably about 65 employees.
Okay, but you personally, how many
automatic payments?
$450 a week.
How many different?
Okay, but how many different lenders?
Vendors are there, lenders are we talking about?
Like car loan.
Eight or nine.
Can you go in and stop those automatic payments? Because you set them up, right?
The only way I can stop it is I'm gonna have to bite the bullet, close the account, eat the fees until I get it straightened out for a couple weeks.
There's got to be somebody in a customer service that would understand.
I'm gonna move everything.
Look, you're
to a
willing
credit
to give
union.
Them the money.
Move on,
you haven't.
Move on to the other credit union, the good one that advertises with you. And
First Community.
I talked to them on Saturday, and if we move everything over to them, if they had that situation, they would have froze our account for a week.
And holy cow!
Got everything back online.
It was $450 of overdraft charges a week.
It's going to be $450 every week.
Wow! Just for you?
Just for me?
Holy cow!
I haven't set up.
I got my house payment, car payment. I got all the utilities.
I just can't imagine, like Scott said, that most of these people, if you call and explain what happened at work, I can't imagine they would go, "Okay, when you readjust all this."
Yeah, I mean utilities.
Tell you what my house payment told me. My house payment told me I could go take where the sun don't shine.
Really?
Why don't you just,
brother?
They don't care. They could care less. And
change the bank account. You could
change the lender. You don't have to have a mortgage with them. You probably save some money, get a lower rate anyway. I say, screw you. I'm going to get another mortgage company. Call American Equity Mortgage.
Or change banks.
That would be easy for way back when. I had a real good job and was paying payments, but I was out of work for 11 months.
Okay, so you got a credit issue.
I got a credit issue.
Yeah,
so I'm happy to have a loan, let alone be fighting with them.
You know what? Rather than getting deeper to this, can he email you?
Sure. You know, Ron, I might have somebody who specializes in.
Well, I call the attorney general. They can't help me. I call the labor board. They can't help.
I got a consumer lawyer that might want to could give you some advice because this sounds like a consumer issue.
Can't hurt.
It's going to be free to talk to them.
Why can't you? You set it up, right? You go in and you set up automatic payments to come out.
It's not through his, I'm assuming he, in the contract, they have his account number and routing info where they just do it automatically every month, right?
Correct.
Wow.
I'd email Scott and let him send you. That's what he's talking about. It can't hurt.
Right.
What's your email?
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Ron.
Two T's in Scott, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go to that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Neil, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Neil.
Hey, what's the best way to title a teenager's car title? Is there a certain way to do it to cover me or?
Well, teenagers can't generally make contracts. So the best way to do it is you have to have somebody with legal capacity. 18, you can make a contract. 19, but 17, you can't. The best way to have it, depending on if you don't want them to sell the car out from under you, I don't know if you paid for it or not, is to have it titled in your name, maybe jointly with you and them. Depends on what you're concerned about. Are you worried they're going to wreck the car or run into somebody?
Say if there's an accident, somebody came after him. If my name's on the title, I guess he's on owner.
How old is he?
19.
19? Well, it can be titled to him then.
That's right. He's an adult, so he could title it in his name. If you're worried about his driving credentials or his sort of being a good driver, get him off of your policy. Because they're going to come after your policy first, and then if you're the co-owner, they might come after you for something called negligent entrustment, where they say, hey, you know what? Neil knew that his kid was a lousy driver, yet he gave him the keys to Neil's car that he co-owned, and now not only would they come after your son, they could come after you beyond the proceeds or the limits of the insurance.
You know what? Company. This guy's got a great – this is a great call, and I'll tell you why. People forget – that if you have, in your case, a 19-year-old son, and he's in a bad accident, he's drinking, and he hurts somebody or kills somebody, they need to just go after the son.
That's right.
And they can only do that if, like you said, the car's titled to him, and he has his own insurance. The problem with that is, boom, now it's real expensive. He's on your policy, right?
Right. Well, yeah, he's on.
Well, he's got to get a better job or take a night shift job, a second job. And no, seriously, pay for his own insurance and get a piece of crap car, get a piece of garbage car, and just pay liability only.
If he was a more responsible kid, this wouldn't be a concern.
Well, no,
but it could be. A responsible kid could have a wreck.
But you never know. I mean, one bad decision.
No, you're right. You never know. Even responsible kids have wrecks.
And they're just teenagers.
It's their fault, and somebody could get killed.
That's right.
And I get it. I get exactly what Neil's talking about because I sort of went through this. Not exactly, but I had the transfer of title done so that I am completely off the hook.
16 or 17, they can't contract. Once they turn 18, they can. You're concerned about your exposure, get them off the title, get them their own insurance, make them an island of their own responsibility.
There you go.
All right, thank you for the info. Right,
thank you. Right, you know how many people don't think about this that have teenagers that are when they hit 18, and I went through this with it was a relative's car, and I was trying to help, and I got a car, and then I realized that if this relative killed somebody, because there'd been some DWI incidents. I could go to jail. So I want out of here. I want off of this. And I got out from under it, got rid of it. No title to me, nothing. I'm done.
And the younger the driver, the more likely it is that something they do wrong. Doesn't have to be a DWI. It could be one speeding ticket. The more likely it will be found that the adult who's titled with them will be liable for negligent entrustment.
And there's nothing you can do about that under 18. You just have to hope nothing happens.
Unless they're emancipated, they are not capable of making a contract until they turn 18.
Well, see, good to know. This would be Mark. Mark, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Mark.
Quick question. I was adopted here in the United States, became a naturalized citizen when I was a young child, and wanted to see what I can do to get a dual citizenship with Canada. What would I need to do to have that happen?
Oh, I think that this kind of stuff goes through the consulate of each country. If your mom or dad was a Canadian citizen, were you born in Canada?
I was born in Canada and then adopted here in Missouri.
All right. So I think that you have Canadian citizenship by your birth, much like you do in the United States. But unless you... relinquished your Canadian citizenship, I think you're dual citizen. You might want to do is call the Canadian consulate here in the United States or an immigration lawyer and see if you, and I think you might have automatic non-revoked Canadian citizenship.
So he has dual citizenship and doesn't even realize.
I think he does.
He just needs paperwork.
Yeah, I think he does. There have been hockey players' kids that have this dual citizenship where one parent is Canadian and one parent's American. They're born in one of the other countries and they're both. So my guess is, as a non-immigration lawyer, is you do, but I would check it either with the Canadian consulate or with an immigration lawyer.
All right. Well, thank you very much, AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. See? All kinds of people got a lot of stuff to deal with. Greg, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Hi, Greg.
Hey, it's going to be long, but I'll try to make it quick. It is my mother who lived with a boyfriend for 25 years in New York. The boyfriend passed away. He left something in the will for him, and now it's in probate because there is a long-distance relative who is fighting the will because he was not part of it.
Can I stop him? I'm lost. You said he left something for him.
For your mom?
No, he left something for my mother.
Okay, you said for him.
They were partners for 25 years.
Okay, so it's for her, but now some knucklehead has entered the scene and go handling some of this.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about estates last week. All wills must go to probate to be administered. So wills must go to probate. This is called a will contest. This is where someone that thinks they should be either in the will or they didn't get enough of something, if they are in the will, they contest it and they say, hey, the dead guy, this boyfriend, he screwed me because either the mom was unduly influenced or he was nuts or he didn't have capacity. So this is called a will contest, and this is one of the nightmares of probate. You know, a lot of probate just runs like the highway. This is a full-on just traffic jam, and until the court says to this beneficiary or to whoever this was, the boyfriend's son, hey, you're either right or you're wrong, it's going to be testimony, it's going to be ugly, it's going to be nasty, and it's going to waste away.
Here's what I don't get. Was your mom's boyfriend sane?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. He didn't do any, he did not do a trust at all. He left a will. And unfortunately, the gentleman contesting it has been disbarred New York and Connecticut, where the will is in New York.
Here's what I don't get. He leaves a will. He makes it very clear. Your mom gets it. I don't even know how somebody can come along and go, hey, not so fast. I want some of that. Why is that even possible?
Because crazy people take advantage of the legal system. There are two kinds of people that do these will contests. Well, three. There is the ones that actually got screwed over. They're nuts.
You got screwed over. You have the right to screw your relatives over. It's your stuff.
That's the beautiful part about estate planning, is this is the final word that you get to say. You don't have to put up with crap from anybody. You're checking out, whether you're going to somewhere else or you're just taking a dirt nap. These are the final words. Hey, this kid's a loser. I hate him. Goodbye. I don't care. And the problem is that there are still these jealous, selfish lunatics that want nothing but something from the person that they don't deserve.
But there are the cases, too, where either a caretaker is involved at the end, where someone is in the midst of dementia, and they have them change the will.
Influence over the person.
Those guys in New York that did that, the woman, I'm talking about casinos. Las Vegas is Clark County, right, in Nevada. The Clark was named after Clark County, was the largest, I think it was tin or copper guy in the world. His daughter had this huge estate, and her lawyers and this other caretaker were abusing this woman and took tens of millions of dollars out of the estate, and there was a will contest. So there are cases where there are people, especially when they got a lot of dough, that get abused and get manipulated, so it could be legitimate. But most of the time, it's this, a sniper from the sidelines trying to keep Greg's mom from getting what her life partner wanted
her
to
have. It sounds to me like he's obviously very upset and worried about this, but I don't think there's a lot to worry about.
The first sentence in the will was, this person specifically doesn't get anything because he knows why.
That's a specific disclaim.
So what I'm saying is, once the judge or whatever looks at this, I don't think Greg's going to have a problem. They go, no, you get nothing.
Now he has one lawyer, and he's asking relief from that lawyer. So this is going on for a year plus.
Brother.
And that's going on in New York?
Yeah.
Do you know somebody?
Hopefully there'll be something left.
I'm going to give you my advice. I'm not a lawyer. Have this guy killed.
That's what we've already... Well, maybe talk about that.
I'll bet you have. I'm not kidding. I'll bet you have. Wow.
There's nothing we can do, or we can't go after him or talk to him and say, you're crazy, give it up.
If he's crazy, talking to him probably wouldn't do any good.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the probate court has jurisdiction. They have heard crazy. They know crazy.
How long does Greg have to ride this out? How long does this process
take? Has it been 2 years yet?
No, it's been a year, and then the next court date when he releases lawyer is late September.
Another 6 months, this thing should be resolved. The judge will get tired
of
it.
So till then, Greg, you get nothing, right? It's tied up.
It's
I'm worried about my mother, who is older.
I mean, I'm sorry, she gets nothing. Yeah.
She may never get it.
Well, isn't that something? Isn't that something?
It's awful.
Yeah. So last word, what's the advice for Greg?
She's got a lawyer. Sounds like it's under control. Ride the wave and just keep your
in
mom.
In the end, you will obviously win. It's just frustrating and aggravating. You have to wait it out. You shouldn't have to wait it out. But hopefully she'll be around long enough to enjoy it.
All right.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, what happens if that drags out long enough where the mom passes away? Is it?
Well, I'm sure she has a will, so whatever it is goes to her son.
Her beneficiaries of her will would then stand in her shoes to get what was coming from her boyfriend.
You know what? It's only take a second. I just was involved with somebody who is a friend. His daughter dropped dead at 29. She has three kids, little kids. Here comes the biological father who hasn't seen these kids for 4 years, doesn't give a crap about them. He's a loser. Here he comes on a bus to St. Louis. I want my kids, and I want the $1,100 a month for each one the government's going to give me. A nightmare for the grandparents, the dead girl's parents. That's all I'm going to say. You never expect it, but when somebody dies, man, people come out for the woodwork, either to get something they don't deserve or to stir it up and lay claim to something they really. And he had to go through the process and get an attorney. He didn't have the money to get an attorney, but he had to just wait it out. And in the end, he adopted the three kids and got them. But what a horrible nightmare it was.
And that's why in these estate things, intestacy, dying without some sort of mechanism, you know, a will or a trust, but dying without a will encourage and give status to people that often don't deserve it, people that are related by blood that might be, you know, abusers or molesters or losers or lunatics. So if you're getting to the point where you're looking at your estate planning, lock out the people you don't like. It's your final word on how things are supposed to be.
All right, let's go to a Bell, an interesting name. Bell, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello?
Yes, Bell?
Well, I have a question. I have some money in the bank, money market, and I have my youngest daughter on it, POD, paid on death, and my oldest daughter is wanting to get her name off of it, and she says, well, you got to take her name off if she dies. Oh, I'm sorry, I left something out. She's got MS, and she has to have help, so she's got a lady that helped her. And my youngest daughter is leaving her home to this lady, has already made out the will. And because the oldest daughter disowned her from the family. And so anyway, I need to know if I said, okay, I'll put another person's name on there, like her name, POD, and then I'll get another person and put under her name, if she dies, POD. She says, you can't do that. It'll go to this lady. It'll go to her. She won't, and anyone in the family won't get it. Well, I'd rather my grandkids have it than someone that I don't know, really.
I think Belle is a prime candidate.
So do I really, which way do I go?
Belle, this is so complicated. This might be where you sit down with an estate planning lawyer, or if you have a lawyer that did your will, and talk to them and tell them all your concerns. Because, Frank, these are these non-probate transfers. They avoid probate. Transfer on death titles on cars, beneficiary deeds on houses, TODs on these accounts. And when somebody passes away, it goes to the person that's alive. But if you're confused as to who it is or whether they're going to be around, there might be either a different mechanism or a better mechanism. And it sounds like Bell's got some people in her ear, ringing her ear about doing it their way. And Bell needs to have
and
an independent
her.
Person to do it the right way. Don't listen to somebody unless they work for you. That would be somebody's called a fiduciary. That's a lawyer. Spend a few bucks.
Yeah.
Get it done right.
Yeah. So what she's saying is true then?
Well, it might not be, but what you need to do is get an independent person who doesn't have an agenda, who doesn't benefit from what happens if one of the both of you pass away, and then you can make your own decision.
Yeah, unfortunately, children and family members will tell you things that aren't necessarily true.
Well, that's a scare tactic.
Yeah. And it's not right.
You got to separate yourself from the relationship and get, like he said, a lawyer.
If you have somebody already, call them and meet them in person.
My grandson is a lawyer.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's my oldest daughter's son. Okay. But I don't think I trust him because she's got more power
than Bell, I'm not an attorney, but let me just tell you something. Keep the family out of it.
Get
a lawyer who's not related to you.
They're my worst clients.
No, keep the family out of it. They have nothing to say about it. You and the lawyer, you say, this is exactly what I want to happen, and that's what will happen. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Bell. Good luck.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bell's she's got a mess going on.
That's not my grandma, by the way.
I'm not kidding. Family.
The worst.
Especially family members that you're not real close to, and if you're and not even sure you, if what they're telling you seems like it, well, that doesn't really sound right, then it's probably not. Don't do it. Let's get Janet in here. Janet, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Great, Janet.
I am Alan the PM.
There you go.
Hallelujah. On probate, I have a question. My grandmother passed away without a will, and that was about 10 years ago. Then my uncle passed away. He didn't have a will. This has been going on for 6 years.
Holy.
And there was a house that was involved. It wasn't worth a lot. I would say maybe $40,000-$50,000. But my aunt and uncle actually somehow bought it out of probate and only paid around $9,000. So I'm not real sure, you know, where to go here.
This is the nightmare of people that die intestate.
And by the way, can I just say this?
Yeah.
Everybody listening, you may not think you have anything. Get a will.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. Get a will.
Sit down and figure out.
It doesn't cost a couple hundred bucks.
Exactly. And with this kind of situation, you've got a grandmother. So you've got, how many kids did your grandma have, Janet?
She had 4. The problem is my father also passed away.
Holy cow.
Her other son passed away. So there's 2 living children.
Well, they have these provisions about the legal terms, you know, per stirpes and all these other things. It's like lineal and linear descendants. They don't just die off. The kids of the kids that survive can get a piece. They can have a right to this. You could end up dividing this house up 4 different ways, 4 different sets of fights, having to sell it and liquidate a house that everybody might want. And by the time they're done fighting over it, there's nothing left. And this is completely avoidable. It's when people get to a certain age, it's time to sit down and figure out what's going to happen when they're not here. Now, when a 29-year-old passes away or drops dead, you know, whatever. But somebody gets into their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and they don't have one of these mechanisms, either one of these non-probate transfers, a TOD or a beneficiary deed or a will, at the very least, if they're people of modest means, it's all going to get flushed down the
toilet. How long can stuff be tied up, like this house she's talking about, which obviously isn't, but the other stuff, how long can it sit with family members knowing that they have the right to it, that he would want us to have it? How long can that junk be tied up?
If the will is done properly, it's 6 months.
Okay, but without
a will. If it's not done.
years. Well, she's at 6 years.
Two, 3 years. I know they said 10 years ago. It depends on if this one has a will contest. Then all of a sudden her cousin decides she's going to fly in from, you know, California, and she wants to contest this, or they don't think it's fair. And what happens is it gets locked in this nightmare, and the meter is running, and the assets are being wasted away. And even if there's somebody overseeing this, it's still going to deal with these personalities, all these fights, and family fights like nobody else fights. You think a stranger is going to hurt you? Imagine a family member trying to get something they think they deserve that you don't. Well, that's the ugliest nasty. Fight there is.
Now, we're out of time. What should she do here? What should Janet do?
Definitely go talk to an estate planning lawyer and see what her rights are.
And people don't do that because they go, well, it costs money. Hey, this is much more expensive, what's going on here, than the price you pay a lawyer to get this stuff right.
I gave out to two listeners yesterday the list of three people. I can guarantee you none of those people that I gave out will charge one dime to sit and talk to these people.
All right.
Okay. Can I get, this story gets even weirder. The lawyer that we have, my dad had five kids. He took, there's only two of us left. He took three of the grandkids and split some money as they were my, you know, my dad's kids. So it's a mess.
Yeah, it sounds like a mess. Look at the headache. And we're out of time. Janet, do you have a lawyer? I mean, do you have a lawyer?
I don't. So I'm.
All right, here. Give your email address again.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com, and I'll refer you three people. You can call all three of them or one of them and see if you like them and see if there's a fit.
And I'm sorry, Law Office at?
Law Office of Scott Sherman.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is really giving me a headache, and I appreciate this new segment. It's great.
Thank you, Janet. You know what you learned from this segment? There are lots of people going through a lot of crap. They really are. And this probate garbage, I heard a guy one day on a syndicated show say that in this country, the taxes that people have, it's thievery. It's the government stealing what's already yours, or what was yours to leave your family, and they want a piece of it. You got the family that's a problem, and the government wants their piece of it too. And it really is. It's theft. It's your stuff. And you shouldn't have to pay a big penalty to hand it over to Peon, to Archie, me, to Mike, whatever.
And it's oftentimes avoidable with a little bit of planning and a little bit of money.
But people put it off and put it off, and then they're dead. They didn't do it. Or, well, it cost money. Hey, sometimes things are worth paying for. And a lawyer to do it upright, boy, oh, boy, if you want to keep your family from having to go through hell, then... You know,
think about it like a car, Frank. People drive around in their car. When do they get their car serviced? When the engine light comes on.
No.
Just think about it. The engine light is coming on when you turn 45, 50. It's coming on. You got stuff, it's on. Sit down and address it.
All right, we can take a break. Ballast Dental Care, that's where I go to the dentist. I've never wanted to sue them even once. Never had a legal problem with them. Even when I sat in this studio and had a really pretty crown and I bit into a sugar baby candy bar and it pulled the crown off. You guys remember that? I almost swallowed my own crown. Those stinking sugar babies, they're so sticky.
I know.
That if you bite down on it, when you go to pry your jaws loose, it pulls teeth out.
Kind of
that's
like
how
a
sticky
milk dud.
It is. Yeah. And I thought, well, I wonder if I could sue Ballast Dental. And then I decided I didn't want to do that. It was my own fault. I shouldn't eat a sugar baby. And the little ones are sugar daddies, right? The little, it looks like rabbit droppings.
The babies are the small.
Sugar babies are the little rabbit droppings. And this was a sugar daddy.
You should have sued them. That company, the sugar babies.
Yeah, I'll sue the makers of sugars.
Yeah. I'm sure there's
too
small,
late now.
Small print on the back of the package.
Yeah. If you have a crown, don't bite down on this. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and I have gone there for 42 years. If you do not have a dentist, or you hate your dentist, or your dentist has bad breath, or is cross-eyed, or is mean, or is retired or dead, whatever, look, you'll never again dread a dental appointment. That's the best thing I can say to you. And it's true. I understand that most people do, and I understand why. I have never once dreaded going for an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. So why don't you just join me and go where I go. Ballast Dental Care. Again, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, my downfall was a slowpoke. Remember the slow
poke? Oh, slow poke. Sure.
The same
yes.
thing. Caramel on a stick.
And there's a reason it was called that. It took a week to eat that thing.
It took a week to eat it, but that took your tooth out the same way.
Yeah, it's the same.
Oh, yeah, it did.
That same sticky thing.
Yep, yeah. Same thing. All right. Let's see. We just flew over that accident. Eastbound Highway 44. It was after Mirage, before the Merrimack River, and you have the right lane blocked, and traffic is backed up west of Highway 141. Now, westbound 44, drivers are slowing from about Guyer to where this accident is, and then you're slow from Bowles to west of 141. There must have been a stall or something, and traffic just hasn't gotten going yet. Now, on we have an accident on eastbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt that was blocking the right lane, and traffic is jammed up approaching Highway 170. On westbound 370 west of St. Louis Mills, you've got a crash that had a lane block. And then also, they've cleared that accident that was on westbound 40 at Hanley. All lanes are now open, but boy, the damage is done because you're jammed solid. Approaching Compton, out through McCausland, then you're heavy from Spady, out through Mason, and it looks like eastbound 40, we're jamming up from Chesterfield Parkway East up through Highway 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. Now through Monday at Kohl's, take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for deals, for details. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Folks, if you need a new hot water heater, we've been talking about that, Milford Supply, or if you need a hot, if you want to fix your hot water heater because it's not working and you're not sure what's going on with the hot water here, Milford Supply, they have standard hours from 7 a.m. to 4:30 or 8 o'clock to noon on Saturday. They'll have your thermostats, your thermocouples, your gas regulators, your heating elements. But if your water heater is getting, you know, past 10, 12, 15 years old, Milford Supply, go downstairs, read the little label, give them the serial number, tell them what size it is, and then tell them if it's like talking to an insurance agent. Tell them if I now have a daughter, or now have a new wife, or I now have what's ever changed in your life, because all of a sudden your water heater your needs may change on how much water, hot water you have in your house. Milford Supply will make sure that you have the expansion tank, the new hot water, everything you need is going to work for you. They'll even have it delivered to your house because State Water Heater is what they sell. I have one in my house. I have one in my office, and it's a great water heater. Milford Supply, Ashland City, Tennessee is where they get their state water heaters. One of the largest suppliers of state water heaters in St. Louis. Give them a call. Give them the number. They'll have it delivered to your house. If you have a plumber who's going to replace it for you, say, I want to buy it at Milford Supply and have it delivered. They have a great website, waterheaters911.com, or give Milford Supply a call, 314-894, that's 1991. State Water Heaters at Milford Supply, 314-894-1991.
Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Stock trading involves risk. Visit Zacks.com/performance for more information.
Would you like your investments to make more than 20% a year? Well, since 1988, through good times and bad, our Zacks number one ranked strong buy stocks have generated an average annual return of 26% a year. That's nearly three times the S&P 500. And now, in our new book, we're revealing how we pick the stocks that consistently beat the market. And if you're one of the first 250 callers, we'll send you a copy of this book for free. Elite investors pay millions of dollars per year to access our stock picks. Our book will show you how we pick our stocks for free. Don't settle for average market returns when you can make Zacks returns. Call now for your free book and discover our proven way to consistently beat the market. Find out how to get your free book at 1-800-600-1932. That's 1-800-600-1932. 1-800-600-1932.
There's a highly addictive substance out there that may already be threatening your health. It increases your risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity. It's in a shocking amount of the food we eat, and research indicates that it can be just as addictive as cocaine. What is it? It's sugar. And those cravings you have are dangerous symptoms of just how addictive sugar really can be. But finally, there's a new discovery that's scientifically formulated to actually combat sugar cravings. It's called Nubiotics, and right now they're giving away free trials to everyone who calls the following number. 1-800-500-0416. But hurry, supplies are limited. Don't let your sugar cravings put your health at risk. With Nubiotics, you can break free from sugar cravings the healthy and natural way. But hurry while they're still giving it away for free. Call now for details. 1-800-500-0416. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-500-0416. 1-800-500-0416.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-6803 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-6803. 800-295-6803.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Come join us this weekend at the St. Nicholas Greek Festival at Forest Park and Kings Highway. Now St. Louis's largest ethnic festival begins Friday night with select food items and live music. Come join us for authentic Greek food, music, and dancing. And be sure to tour the beautiful historic church. Buy a raffle ticket and win $10,000 cash. Free admission and free parking at the BJC Garage just east of the church. Kickoff is Friday evening starting at 5 and continues through the weekend and Labor Day 11 and 9. Opa!
I'm your roofing man. I'll do all I can to make sure you're satisfied. Yes, ma'am, you can bet that I'll be sweating in the doggone heat. Take it from me. I'll be working hard and I've got those scars and muscles can break a 2x4 and calluses on these rugged hands. Yes, ma'am, I'm your roofing man. My name's Billy. Call me now.
Barry Construction Storm Repair, 636-294-7663.
Things change as you get older, and the same is true for your car. So Valvoline created MaxLife, their best defense against the hidden signs of aging. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
This week on Christian Questions, we say that God is loving, wise, and powerful, yet evil and darkness dominate our world daily. Where is God? Why doesn't he stop the madness? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Almost half of all Americans are forced to retire unexpectedly. Could you be next? This week on America's Wealth Management Show, discover how to retire on your terms.
America's Wealth Management, Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, before we play Bill's theme, I want to thank Scott Sherman. We'll do this again next Thursday. You'd have to see the phones here and see how they light up. And what's interesting, and unfortunately, in an hour, you can't get but about three people in, because by the time people tell their complicated life's story, it takes time. You know, we don't want to make it a three-hour segment, but we will do it again next Thursday. So be thinking about for next week what your question will be. Scott, thank you. Scott Sherman,
it's an honor,
everybody.
Sir. Thank you.
Email address again is lawofficesofscottsherman, S-C-O-T-T, @gmail.com.
Law office.
Oh, law office. You only have one office. See, he's nice and small and like a family deal. Lawofficesofscottsherman@gmail.com. Thank you. Hit the music, if you would, please. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lifferst in the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. Please download it. It's free and it works. It's a great way to get Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, listen to this. A testicle-eating fish with human-like teeth has been discovered in New Jersey.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a Labor Day weekend lake spot that won't be pretty crowded, I think we've got the place for you.
I'll see.
Really? Yeah. And ratings were way down for the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday night. Insiders say this could be a setback for Kanye West's presidential campaign. Poor guy. And a federal judge today has overturned Tom Brady's four-game NFL suspension.
Yeah.
Just about time something went right for that poor guy.
No kidding. No kidding.
And finally, this afternoon. Well, I hate to hear this. Word is that Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy have split up.
Oh, no.
Going around the internet this week. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Ashley Madison. Thanks a lot. The Bill Clavin, I love the Muppets, by the way. Not that anybody cares. The Bill Clavin segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clavin on Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, thank you, Bill.
You got it. See ya.
I'm sure there are a few people who go, Ashley Madison, who's that or what? You know, my wife acted like she didn't know what that was. Like she's not a member. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Now, this is a name that this week I know many of you know because you probably called them this week. A miserable, humid, mid-90s, horrible, typical Midwest summer day. Not like the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice day. This is the 3rd of September, and it's sticky and it's miserable. And if that air conditioning, doesn't that feel good when you walk in the house and that hits you, that cool?
Oh, yeah.
It's the best. And if yours isn't making you feel good because it's not cooling like it should, you know who we would love for you to call? Matheny Heating and Cooling, 73 years. You need to live in St. Louis or St. Charles County, any part of either county, and they're at your service. Don't worry about the make or the model or the brand or the size or the type or the year or how old or how big or how small. You can be a big business, a small business, a big home, a small home. They would love to become your heating and cooling company. Great family business. You're going to really, this is one of those things you're going to thank us for. And never again will you wonder who you're going to call. You'll call Matheny. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com is the website. Don't go away. Playhouse coming up.